Absolute funds can mean many different things to different people. When we started out in 1999, launching the unit, we had a very specific idea in mind, and that was to generate risk-adjusted returns that were superior to that available in the market. But the big focus was on risk management, which was slightly unique at the time. Now, since then, we've had a lot of new funds and new ideas and approaches joining the space. So nowadays, when one talks about absolute unit, people have different things in mind. So maybe just very quickly run you through the way Coronation approaches the absolute return space. And I think we all along said that ours is an actively managed approach. So we try and achieve risk reduction by differentiating asset classes, by bringing in different stock holdings and stock ideas into the fund, and then managing them at a portfolio level to try and reduce the risk of the overall portfolio. This contrasts with some other people that do more top-down, and some people look at hedging as the primary way of trying to manage risk. We do it both bottom-up and top-down. It's very important to us in managing the risk to manage both longer-term but especially shorter-term risk. I think that's the one value proposition we offer in clients, is to say we do care about short-term volatility, in particular downside volatility. In other words, we don't like losing clients' money. So generally, we try and produce positive returns over a 12-month basis. And clearly, it's been very difficult in the last 12 to 18 months to achieve that. Of late, we've been coming through with very strong numbers again. And we've certainly learned, looking back, we've learned lessons. Some of the things we will definitely do slightly differently. Within the product range, as you know, Capital Plus is probably our flagship product with most assets in, and that really sits in the medium risk space within the absolute return bouquet. We also have the Balanced Defensive Fund that is managed by Charles de Kock, and that really plays in the lower risk space. We found that Capital Plus, for some of our clients, displayed too much volatility and had too much exposure to risky assets. And in response to those requests, we then launched the Balanced Defensive Fund into that space. And that's really been going quite well. And there we're very obsessed with short-term capital loss. So we really try and stay in the positive territory even over a six-month period. Capital Plus really plays in slightly higher risk category. So there the 12-month positive return objective is paramount to us. And then we've got the Absolute Return Fund, which again deploys a lot of the same philosophy, but there we want clients to be invested in there with a longer term time horizon. So a slightly higher appetite for risk and preparedness to take volatility into the fund. Capital Plus really came into its own in the second half of last year. We ended up with a 12-month lagging performance up until the end of May of just over 4.5%. That has been a very pleasing result given the very, very tough times that we faced in primarily equity markets, but also in the listed property space. And of course, of late, we've had currency strength that have also worked against the fund that has got a full allocation to offshore exposure and offshore assets. This has led to a 3-year annual return of just under 9%, which, whilst it's slightly behind the benchmark of inflation plus 4, is well ahead of inflation and in line with cash. For us, a very pleasing result given just how volatile and how disappointing returns out of the risky asset classes have been. Now, we've achieved this result mainly through very good stock selection within the equity space. Our stock selection produced slightly positive returns over the last 12-month numbers compared to an equity market that was down close to 26%. Now, that kind of alpha generation of over 30%, close to 30%, is remarkable. And it's really been because the fund has been very defensively positioned. So when the sell-off started happening, it was obviously the more risky equities, the more risky sectors like resources that sold off more aggressively. And given the fund's reluctance to expose itself to too much of that kind of equity holdings, we were able to hold up reasonably well. We also have reduced equity exposure reasonably timeously. And obviously, looking back, it would have been nice to have had even less equity exposure. But given the fact that we managed to eke out positive equity returns on our stock selections, we're pretty happy with the asset allocation result. The Absolute Fund also performed pretty much as expected, given the great stock selection contribution that came through from the unit. So Absolute, whilst it was down a bit more into the down cycle, it has bounced back better and stronger into this current bounce that we're experiencing. So Absolute over a five-year basis have outperformed Capital Plus by about 1.5% per year with slightly higher volatility, which is exactly what we would have expected given the fund's positioning. With regards to our outlook on the market, whereas things in the short term are clearly very, very uncertain, very difficult to forecast, we prefer going back to valuation levels and valuation methodologies to try and ascertain whether we see value in the market. And on that basis, even though from an economic point of view, things are still looking quite bleak and we believe it's going to take some time to work through the various challenges that the world is facing, we're finding very good value in the risky asset classes like equities and listed property over the medium to longer term. That's a little bit more difficult, as I said, in the short term to try and forecast what will happen given the strength of the bounce that we've seen now. But certainly on the medium to longer term, we think investors are faced with a great opportunity to make superior returns by investing into the market at current levels. You talk about global markets that are trading on sort of 13, 14 forward PEs. And if you then start going to individual regions, like for instance, Asia, ex-Japan, you're actually seeing prospects for economic growth improving. So we think a great time to be adding to equities, both internationally and also within South Africa. But at the same time, remaining very vigilant when one is looking at the specific stock you're investing in, because the big risk would be on the earnings disappointment front. So we're spending a lot of time trying to ascertain whether earnings bases are too high, unsustainably high, and what the prospects for growth will be. And on that basis, we tend to find the greatest value, again on a risk-adjusted basis, the greatest value in some of the slightly more defensive counters and defensive sectors, like for instance telecoms, network operators. We've been adding a lot to MTN into the funds. Of late, we've also been buyers of Vodacom after its separate listing. Those are counters that come with reasonably predictable cash flows, great cash conversion as well, and therefore defensive earnings streams, in our opinion. Another favorite of ours over the last while has been SA Breweries. We've been adding to that, so that's now one of our top five positions. And it's again a stock more defensive in nature. It has been facing some headwinds with regards to cost pressures, and therefore margins have come under pressure. And we think over the next 2-3 years, you can actually see some of the gross margins opening up, leading to increased profitability in dollar terms. So that one is still one of our favorites. And then, of course, one of the perennial favorites, a stock like Naspers. Again, quite offensive. It's quite interesting into an economic downturn. It's been proven time and time again that your pay TV operators actually perform better. People tend to stay home more often, prepared to spend on entertainment at home rather than out of home. And once again, this down cycle has proven to be the case. So Naspers has seen pickup in subscriptions. Profits are still growing very nicely, aided obviously also by its China internet exposure, where Tencent has recently come out with great results again. Looking at asset allocation in Capital Plus Fund at the moment, we are bullish on equities. We are tempering our enthusiasm a little bit by the uncertainty that the globe is facing. And we are also steering more towards the slightly more defensive stock picks. So equity sitting around 40% domestic exposure at the moment. On the offshore side, we've got about another 10-11% exposure to global markets. Within that, we have added to emerging market exposure as well. And then coming back to South Africa, in the listed property space, we've become a little bit more risk-averse. We are seeing things toughening out a lot there. And whereas valuation levels have come back, we are a bit concerned that vacancies could increase way beyond our expectations, in which case your distribution growth will come under pressure. So currently have about 4% exposure to the listed property space and probably not planning to add much to that for the time being. With regards to bonds, we still retain our bearish stance on nominal bonds. However, the one big change that has taken place in the fund over the last 3 to 6 months has been the addition and introduction and addition to the inflation linkers. We've actually been very aggressive in sourcing new inflation link issues. We've gone to some of the banks, APSA, Able Bank, Standard Bank also did issues around Coronation acting as an anchor tenant in those subscription issues. And we've added about 4% to the Capital Plus fund. Those inflation linkers have already started re-rating on the back of improved credit outlook and also a little bit contraction in real yields of government inflation linkers as well. We think they've got a lot further to go. We bought those on real yields of around 6 to 7%, and we think we're going to make very good money on behalf of unit holders in those instruments. Looking forward, clearly the world is still uncertain. The outlook is very muddy and murky, as we said earlier on. So I don't think now is the time for very heroic positions within the funds. So we've tended to downplay the risky assets a little bit, and we're waiting for some more clarity before we will take that up. Within the bond space, we think we're getting closer to buying time. However, given some of the policy uncertainties the country is facing, we would wait for some clarity on that side. The one thing one's got to say is that the last 12 to 18 months really have been an exceptional period. We look at second worst calendar return last year since 1840, and that kind of places it into perspective. So what we at Coronation on the absolute side have taken out of it is some lessons, some changes, modifications in behavior, but by and large, we've come through the process, we think, with the philosophy around absolute return in place and very much confident that we can continue delivering inflation-beating returns in a fund like Capital Plus and Absolute.